So, little melody for today, two parts. First part goes. That's the first piece. Do that a few times. I, Next piece of the melody is two pieces. Three little pieces just like the other one. Here it goes again. Try that one more time. Coming back to the first piece. Ah. Welcome everybody. Thanks so much for coming. Welcome to everybody who's tuning in. There's a bunch of people on there today. So this practice of inquiry that we've been doing from questions that seem to just be leaping out of the Torah, the text of the scriptures, is just dripping with these hints. And the hints and also the inquiry have as their aim to bring forth the deepest aspect of ourselves that is beyond name and form. Now, what does that mean, beyond name and form? Everything in our experience is name and form, right? Somehow existence incarnates in this body and this mind, which is, of course, a form, and it's a temporary form. Incarnates as consciousness, and everything within our experience are forms that are coming and going. Perceptions, sensory perceptions, feelings that happen, thoughts that arise, ideas we have, concepts we have, decisions we make, confusions we have, all phenomena are what I mean when I say form. Form just means stuff, basically, stuff. And so because our experience is filled with stuff, that's what we tend to be focused on. And we think of ourselves as stuff, or as a thing, or as a being, or as our name, or as our stories, or as our bodies. These are all different things that we identify with, that we think of as me. And yet at the root of all that, at the root of all of our experience, is the awareness, the consciousness that's experiencing all of it, which tends to go unnoticed. I was listening to a documentary from the 1980s on YouTube the other day about Arnold Schoenberg, who's a composer, a Jewish, German-Jewish composer, who's considered the grandfather of weird contemporary music, and also the philosopher who's also of Jewish descent, who I didn't even know was Jewish, Wittgenstein. Ever heard of him? So he said something wonderful. They were quoting, they put a little quote of his on the screen. He said, when it comes to that which language cannot express, it's better to remain silent. So I'm kind of violating that right now. But meditation is the practice of what exactly of what he was talking about. When it comes to that which language can't really express, it's better to remain silent. Okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean we just don't talk about it? From the scholars who studied him, that's maybe what they thought he was talking about. You know, just don't try to write about it. Don't try to philosophize about it. But really, it's a practice of being silent in order to connect with that which language can't express. Why can't language really express it? Well, because we're talking about the space from which language arises, right? The space of consciousness out of which thought arises and out of which language arises is something that we can't really adequately express, but we can, of course, refer to it. And right now, as I'm talking, the idea is just to point our awareness toward awareness, point our awareness toward that which is prior to or underneath thought, underneath form, underneath name. And this week's parsha is so wonderful for this. It's called Shemot, which means names. And it begins with talking about the names of the Israelites that go down into Egypt, into Mitzrayim. And as we've talked about, Mitzrayim is a symbol for the world of names and forms. It's a symbol for limitation, for things taking a definite form. Why do they come into Mitzrayim? To get nourishment, to eat, to live. So that's exactly our situation right now, is that beingness, which we can't really understand what it is, this miracle of beingness comes into a limited form of us, of this body, of this identity. In order to what? In order to gain the nourishment of experience. And as we act in our lives, there's a tendency of Mitzrayim to happen there too. There's a tendency to get stuck in our lives, in interpersonal relationships, in our work, and our successes as well as our failures. Because with successes, then we get excited about that. We tend to cling to that. And then at some point, of course, it dissipates. It goes away. Everything is temporary. And so we tend to feel that suffering of Mitzrayim. Now, Moses was having an identity crisis. First of all, the name Moshe means drawn out of the water. Pharaoh's daughter, who's not his mother, right, takes him out of the water. Now, what is water? Water is fluidity. Water does not have a form. It's a symbol of the formless. But she draws him out of the water and molds him into something that's not really his past. He takes on this new identity as Egyptian prince, right? And then he comes into conflict. He has an identity crisis. He kills this Egyptian who's beating the Hebrew slave, and he gets in trouble. Pharaoh's going to come after him. He runs away from his identity, goes and lives in the wilderness in this nice pastoral life for a while, until he sees this burning bush, which seems to be calling him to his destiny. And what is his destiny? His destiny is exactly where he was running from. So there seems to be this psychological tendency, it's a human tendency, to look around us and see other people, to see other situations, and say to ourselves, oh, if I was only a little bit more like this, I could be like that, right? If I could only be a little better, or take away this fault that I have, or get rid of that thing, then I could be like that guy over there who's doing it right. But this wonderful story of Moses is showing that it's exactly what we tend to perceive as faults. It's exactly what we tend to perceive as our as our shortcomings, that is the seed of our destiny. We're given our destiny, but our tendency is to resist it. Our tendency is to not fully enter into who we are and become who we are to become. So how does Moses do it? Well, first he gains the insight. The voice of God says, go back, you have to be the leader to free the people, right? And he says, how can I do that? And he says the words, Mi Anochi, who am I? Mi Anochi, who am I? To do something like that. See, this is the flip side of arrogance. Arrogance and self-deprecation tend to go together. It's these two. Yes, humility, but humility can sometimes, this kind of humility, can sometimes be a resistance to being the fullness of what we're here to do. Right? Yeah, so, right, Moses was called the most humble of people. I'm just a regular shepherd guy with a troubled past. Who am I to go back? Mi Anochi. Right, he's not a great orator. How is he going to go talk to Pharaoh, right? How is he going to go talk to the king? And so then the divine voice responds to him, Ehye imach. Ehye imach. I will be with you. That's the answer to the question, Mi Anochi? Who am I? Who are you? You are Ehye Imach. Ehye means I will be. It could also be understood in the present tense, I am. But it also has this future tense. So it's both being, presence, and also potential. There's this great potential, and this great potential is Imach. It's within you. It's with you. Say again. Yes, yes, he says, and you might miss it if you're just kind of reading it through quickly, but to get that, it comes as the answer to the question, who am I? Oh, he doesn't say some other name. Oh, you are great Moses, you are a great leader. No, who are you? Ehye imach. This great potential is within you. So there's this paradox of, on one hand, that our deepest being is this formless awareness that doesn't have a particular mission, doesn't have a particular anything to it. It's just aware. It's just awake. And yet, when we can bring that forth and get in touch with that deepest level, then our resistances to what our name and our form is here to do tend to become less important, less strong, less dense. They tend to fall away. And then that potential can come forth. Ehye imach. The potential to do what we are given to do. It could be a big thing like Moses going to save the people, or it could be almost nothing. It could be sitting here in this chair. So when we say Ehye Imach, right, when we contemplate that those words, we can use it to bring forth our own presence to be with. What are we talking to when we say Imach? We're talking to the reality of this situation in this moment. So can we really say, Ehye imach, I am being with you, meaning the fullness of this moment. And we can also remind ourselves, Mi Anochi, wait a minute, who am I? Mi Anochi. am with you. And the you is the same as the Ani, the deepest identity of all being, of everything arising in our experience in this moment. Imach, with you. So bringing your right hand to your heart, offering your awareness as your avodah, as your service to the one that is behind everything. Chanting Lecha, breathing in. Lecha. And also bringing left hand to your belly. Ele imach. Ehye imach. Ehye imach. I am with you. This time the you is the body, bringing awareness down into your hips. Down into your legs. Past your knees and into your calves. Down into your feet and your toes, feeling into the lower back, into your belly, relaxing any excess tension, and shining awareness into your lungs and your heart, your chest, your neck and your shoulders, relaxing, spilling awareness down into your arms, connecting back to your heart and your belly. Shining awareness into your face, bringing a little smile to your lips. Ehye imach, here with the fullness of your physical form, and resting awareness on the flow of your breathing. Affirming this form of service, of awareness with the body, with Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. And keeping left hand on your belly, bringing right hand to touch your forehead. Mi Anochi, who am I? Knowing that beneath the form of your body and beyond the form of your body, into the space of the room, into the space in which everything in your experience is happening, without border, without boundary, the space of awareness itself, Vinishma, breathing in, Vinishma. Kissing your fingers, relaxing your hands. Atahu, the fullness of Anochi, of your own being, the fullness of Imach, everything arising in your perception, is all Atah. It's all now. It's all you, Hashem, the divine, the one reality. Atahu. even the vibration of Atahu just mentally. And doing your best just to keep your body in a relaxed but alert position. You can adjust your position if you need to be more comfortable. We'll sit in silence for about 18 minutes. If you notice your mind wandering into different streams of thought, then when you notice that, you simply accept that, not fighting that, but just gently and firmly bringing back to Atahu, to feeling the presence of your body, the flow of your breathing, and open to the space around you, to whatever sounds arise, even if they're disturbing sounds. It's all Atahu. We'll sit for 18 minutes. closing with the three portals, beginning with the portal of the heart. Ehye imach, being here with you, with the fullness of this moment, hand on the heart, chanting Lecha, breathing in. Lecha. And left hand to the belly, once again, intensifying awareness with the body. Naase, breathing in. Naase. And touching forehead with right hand, aware of the space of awareness without boundary or border. Vinishma, breathing in. Vinishma. Tahu, Osei Shalom b'mermav, Hu Ya'asei Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'al Kol Yoshvei Tevel V'imru Amen. Amen. So as you go on into the week, you can use, just very simply as an inquiry practice, just the question, who am I? That's the simplest version. Mi Anochi in Hebrew. Who am I? If you want to go a little bit further with it, you can bring to mind the particular answer that comes in the Torah, Ehye Imach, as a reminder that on the deepest level, who you are is being here with this moment as it is. Getting really, really, really simple. Again and again, bringing ourselves back into that simplicity. And if you want to use that chant, of course, you can do that. I recommend reading the Parsha this week in particular. It's particularly rich and wonderful and will probably spark more insights if you do that. So I want to thank everybody for coming. Be well, all blessings, have a wonderful week. Shabbat Shemot.